ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 24 वर्स 14। अस्ति चेदीश्वरं कश्चित् फलरूपण्य कर्मणां कर्तार भजते सोऽपि न हे कर्मा तु प्रभविता। अस्ति चेदीश्वर कश्चित् फलरूपेण कर्मणां कर्तारं भजते स्वपि न ह कर्त अप्रोहिष। अस्ति चेदीश्वर कश्चित् फलरूपण्य कर्मणां कर्तारं भजते स्वपि न हि कर्तरप्रोयहि सा। अस्ति देयर इज चित। इफ हाइपोथेटिकली ईश्वर सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर कश्चित् समवन फलरूपी सर्विंग टू अवार्ड फ्यूटिव रिजल्ट्स अन्य कर्मनम ऑफ द एक्टिविटी ऑफ अदर पर्सन कर्थारम द परफॉर्मर ऑफ एक्टिविटी भजते डिपेंड्स अपॉन स ही अपि इवन ना नॉट ही आफ्टर ऑल अकर्ता of one who perform no activity. Prabhu, the master, he certainly saw he. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Even if there is some supreme controller who awards all other the results of their activities, he must also depend upon a performers engaging in activity. After all, there is no question of being a bestower of fruitive result unless fruitive activities have actually been performed. Purport. Here Lord Krishna argues that if there is a supreme controller, he must depend on a performer of activities to reciprocate with and must therefore also be subject to the law of karma, being obliged to award happiness and distress to the conditioned souls according to the laws of good and evil. The superficial argument neglects the obvious point that the laws of nature that prescribe the good and bad result of pious and impious act are themselves creation of all good Supreme Lord. Being the creator and sustainer of these laws, the Lord is not subject to them. Furthermore, the Lord is not dependent on the work of the conditioned souls, since he is satisfied and complete within himself. Out of his all merciful nature, he awards the result appropriate to our activities. That which we call destiny, fate, or karma is an elaborate and subtle system to awards and punishment meant for gradually encouraging conditioned soul to evolve to the stage of perfect consciousness, which is their original constitutional nature. The personality of Godhead has so dexterously formulated and applied these laws of material nature governing punishment and reward for human behavior that the living being is discouraged from sin and encouraged towards goodness without suffering any significant interference with his free will as an eternal soul. In contrast to the material nature, the Lord exhibits his eternal nature in the spiritual world, where he reciprocates the eternal love of his pure devotee. Such loving affairs are based completely on the material. Such loving affairs are completely based on mutual freedom of the Lord and his devotees, not on the mechanical reciprocity of the coinciding selfish interest. Supreme Lord, assisted by his pure devotees, repeatedly offer the conditioned soul of the world the opportunity to give up their bizarre attempt to exploiting the material universe and go back to Godhead for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Considering all these points, the sthitic argument even given by the Lord Krishna in a playful mood are not to be taken seriously. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Shakshulimitamena Tashmai Shri Vigurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapina Nabhutale Sanrupa Kadayam Yatapiyam Purnam Bandeyam Shri Guru Shri Gurupatrat Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Guru Savrajatam Sajana Sutar Vanti Sajivanam Sadvetam Sarvabhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padaya Patya Lalita Sivishaka Padamsham He Krishna Karna Sandhi Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Opesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tatva Kanchan Gorami Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sati Devi Pranami Pranamini Pancha Kalpataruvasya Kripa Sandhu Vayevcha Patita Nam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadet Gadadhar Shivasani Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare In this chapter 24, actually Lord is explaining us that we have to surrender to Him only, we have not to worship demigods, and He told his father that he has not to worship Indra, and a new philosophy which people were following it, though it is not recommended in Vedas, though Krishna has supported it for some particular reason, though he is not believing on it, that has given us 4 points. And those 4 points, that what is Karma Mimamsa philosophy, what is wrong with it, and why Krishna is speaking. Krishna is speaking. If it is wrong also, Krishna is speaking. And how it can be wrong if Krishna is speaking the philosophy. Actually, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was giving lecture last week on Radharani's appearance program, means in which he said one very important thing, and that's I really like it very much. He said that Lord Brahma was meditating for 1,000 celestial year to understand who Narayan is, and after meditation Narayan appeared before him. And he asked, Narayan asked him, have you understood everything? And he said, yes, I have understood. I have understood that I can never understand the activities of the Lord, Narayan. So, when I come here to talk about give Bhagavatam class before the devotees here, I feel, in spite of all making my best possible effort to speak here, I can never speak Bhagavatam class before, so much wonderful devotees you are, who are fully surrendered, dedicated, and you are rendering their life to the service of the Lord. Still I am trying to speak on the subject which I myself feel very difficult to understand. One side Krishna is propagating. You see, Krishna appears in this material world for the purpose of establishing religion. And Krishna comes here to us, to show us that He is God, and none of us are God. So we cannot imitate anything. And He can do many things which for us it looks completely sometimes contrary. Because He is God and He can do it. We cannot copy it. You see, when Krishna has clearly said in Bhagavad Gita, Yadada Acharya Sestha Tatarim Itram Jana, is whatever has been done by the great people, followed by the common people. Now, Krishna is saying something to follow, asking us to follow. But we have to understand that there is a most important thing is, Krishna has also given us the philosophy. And Krishna has also given us something very exceptional, that is His leelas. And sometimes we will find, though the philosophy is fundamental, but the leelas are superior than the philosophy. I will try to explain it a little bit on this subject. Just see, Krishna told Arjuna, you kill Aswatthama. Because He has given instruction actually. And Krishna has also given instruction. What is? That Brahman should not be killed. That is the fundamental principle, philosophy stated in Shastra. Now that is Tattva. Actually in this way, one side He has given philosophy, another side He is now testing Arjuna. He is testing Arjuna that, you see, he should not do certain thing even if He has told him. And finally He reconciled it that Arjuna, he shaved up his hair and his mustache and like that, but they have not killed Aswatthama, though Krishna has given instruction to kill him. In Bhagavatam, we see Lord Buddha is there. Now in Bhagavatam, now we don't worship Lord Buddha, because He was speaking not to follow Shastra. We are here to follow the instruction of Shastra. The point is, we have to understand the intention of the party who has given us the Shastra. What is Lord's intention? In another case you see here, that in this Karma Mimamsa philosophy, we have to understand the feeling of the speaker. Now, feeling of the speaker, when in Shastra, in Bhagavatam we see, Dhruv Maharaj was doing meditation, wanted to do meditation, but Narad Muni told him, oh, it's very difficult and explain him very big detail. He has talked on this subject. Narad Muni is saying, no, it's not good for you. because he is testing him and he is telling that you should not do meditation. Austerity is too difficult. But same Narad Muni told Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj has accepted it. So point is, we have to understand the intention. You see, previously I know Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita was translated by some outsiders, were very highly scholarly people in Hindi. And these scholarly people, they were PhD and the doctorate, means on Hindi. But you see, they are translating Bhagavad Gita word to word, but they can never understand the intention of the author. If these people who are translating Bhagavad Gita, they are not devotee of the Lord. They will, I remember it, in initial stage, even in first one sloka, Bhagavad Gita which was translated, I am supposed to be MA in Hindi, I have to consult English dictionary to understand Hindi meaning several times in one sloka, one translation. It means they are showing their intellectual capacity without understanding what is the idea of Srila Prabhupada conveying the message. That's why our translation is never successful when it is done by the people who are not devotee. Now, what is really speaking tattva here? Tattva means philosophy. I have noted something which I like to mention as far as this philosophy is concerned. Yesterday, sixth types of the philosophy as stated in Vedas, Hare Krishna Prabhu has very nicely explained already, and it is in the Vedanta. But now the Karma Mimamsa philosophy is a philosophy that the law is of the universe as supreme. Now that's the meaning. The laws are supreme. It's like if somebody has committed murder, he should be punished. That's the law. But I commit murder of somebody in self-defense, it's not punishable. Or a soldier is going on the battlefield and he's killing, he will be awarded, though he is killing. So, now here what this philosophy is talking, that the laws of the universe are supreme. Without understanding the tattva, without understanding the pastime, or without understanding the meaning of it. Today this is being called as a naturalism philosophy. Naturalism means the nature itself is supreme, just like Darwin's philosophy. Darwin's philosophy, evolution, and they are all atheist people, and they have actually, Srila Prabhupada has very great detail mentioned about this thing, that this has been taken, Darwin has taken it from Padma Puran, that Darwin himself has mentioned it, that there are 840,000 species. Lekin, the main point here is, he is not able to understand who made them, why they are here, and why they have been created, and who has created. He is only talking evolution only. Because he has not talked anything about soul. He has given his own interpretation, and the own interpretation, the transmigration of soul point he has not dealt. And that is the most important point, though Srila Prabhupada said that he has explained about the evolution. When the soul enters in the lower species of life, the natural process is evolution. It raises from the next evolution, and then it again raises to the next evolution, and ultimately it's come to the human birth. That is the evolution stated by Srila Prabhupada. Then, by his free will, he decides his own future desire, destiny. One can decide because once he develops the consciousness. But once he develops the consciousness, Darwin is completely ignorant of this, on this fact. Srila Prabhupada said that Charles Darwin stole this theory of evolution from Padma Puran. Now, this is very interesting that he was from the British era, and during that time of his life, India was under the British rule, and so many that the educated people were exploiting the different technique of the Veda and using for their own purposes. So he stole the concept of the evolution from Padma Puran, but Prabhupada said that he distorted it with his own mental speculation, because this knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, but what he says, when you distort the knowledge, it has very big power. Though he distorted the knowledge, just like you see Hiranyakashipu, Prabhuji has also mentioned yesterday, Hiranyakashipu was talking so wonderful philosophy. When Hiranyaksha was killed, and he was practically talking, if you read Bhagavatam, he was talking the total philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, that we are soul is eternal and nobody can burn it and it will never die and all wonderful, and you should not lament. Hiranyakashipu was talking. What is this you talking of the philosophy? What he has done? What is his action? He wanted to kill Vishnu. He was not in mood of surrender, though the philosophy he was talking, very high philosophy. So what is the use of philosophy if we are not able to understand what is the purpose behind it? For that purpose, it is better, I'll talk a little bit about the philosophy. Philosophy, in the sense that there is error in this philosophy, Karma Mimamsa philosophy. Krishna has given us and there is error. Philosophy, because the law comes from the lawmaker, and lawmaker is above law. That is actually the law. But the philosophy, Karma Mimamsa philosophy is completely against. You see, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya, Akshay, Prakati, Suri, Chay, Sasara, Charam. Everything is, I have created. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parta, Je, Mame, Kam, Sarnam. Now this philosophy, where is only law is supreme. Nothing else. So, Krishna is saying, I will deliver you. Which also indicate that he is superior over the law of karma. He is superior of law of karma. So the law of karma from a lawmaker and the transcendental world, so the law comes from the lawmaker and the transcendental world, the lawmaker is above the law. And that is what Bhagavad Gita is telling us. The error in the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, that it makes the mechanical system into the supreme instead of the understanding that the supreme personality of God is that is supreme. I give the example. The Krishna speaks. First of all, if Krishna speaks, how it can be wrong? Krishna is supreme. How it can be wrong then? We have to understand the concept means the tattva. The tattva means the philosophy. And the second thing is, which is also very important point, because Krishna has got four important qualities after 60 qualities which nobody else has got. And that is pastime. And those pastime is superior than the philosophy. You see now, the philosophy, the pastime sometimes, tattva is subordinated for the sake of rasa. For tattva, so the tattva is that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And source, he is the source of everything. He is the parent of everybody. Now, he is parent of everybody. That is the philosophy. Aham sarva suprabho matta sarva pravarti. That is the philosophy. But, in Leela, for the sake of Vatsalya Ras, the tattva is subordinated by Krishna's. Krishna becomes the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. The philosophy that Krishna is superior and his father and he, everything is come. But he becomes the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So, by that the rasa is enhanced so that why the general first we have to understand first what is tattva and then we should understand the philosophy. Now we have seen just now Darwin's theory that actually he is talking about the tattva. He is only that it taken from Padma Purana. But now we go to another point. See, of here the real story starts from Govardhan Leela. Now Govardhan Leela is being defined very clearly why Krishna is talking about Govardhan Leela and this tattva here only. Krishna says that rain are produced by our karmas. And there is no need of doing yoga. Krishna is telling to Nanda Maharaj. And there is no need of doing yoga. So why should you do yoga for Indra? There is no need. Now, here the purpose is, Krishna wants to cure the pride and possessiveness of Indra. And secondly, he wanted to make it clear that Brijvasi should not come in the clutches of demigods. For that purpose, he has given us this philosophy. Now, Indra wanted his self-glorification, possessiveness, and because of the pride. And Krishna wanted to free him from this misplaced center. So Krishna arose anger of Indra by speaking karma mimamsa philosophy. And if It is explained here that if you have done your karma, then it is the duty of Indra to give you rain. Just like if I go to railway station and purchase, pay money, they have to give me ticket. You are not to pay bribe, oh, my reservation, you have to give this much of... It's not like that. Now computer system is there, so mostly as previously it was very badly prevalent, it is less now, but still it's going on in different ways. So we have not to pay, we have not to do any puja or yagga for... Though in third chapter Bhagavad Gita it is explained it's needed, but what is the purpose of doing yagga? So there is no, first he says there is no need of doing yagga. You have no need to worship devta. God, so this karma mimamsa philosophy, it is honesty among the thieves actually. Without, because they wanted this philosophy without worshipping God. They wanted everything to be done without worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna wanted that it should, everybody should, Brijvasi should worship Govardhan. Now, for that purpose, you see, I like to mention few points here that, as I mentioned just now, that Hiranyakashipu wanted to do tapasya and wanted to kill. Though he was talking very, he wanted to kill Vishnu, though he was talking very high philosophy. So, we see it that the wrong purpose, but the philosophy was right. But the purpose was wrong. But in another place, we can see that the philosophy is wrong, but the purpose was right. So we have to understand the philosophy, where we should use philosophy or where if we should use, what is the purpose of philosophy and what is the idea, what is the intention of the person who has given us this philosophy. Now, in Ayodhya Kand, Javali, when, you know, Bharat came and asked Ram to come, and he wanted to make Ram king of Ayodhya. And Ramchandraji refused completely and said, no, I will not do that, and this is not according to the instruction of my father. And Javali explained that there is no need of following the instruction of father. The family people are just like passengers sitting in a train, and they will get down, and you have not to follow their instructions. It's like a Charvak philosophy that, you see, everything is finished. When, you know, when person is dead, everything is gone, you have not to follow him, because you have not to do Shraddha also. Now, this is the philosophy, Charvak, eat, drink and be merry. And somebody told him that, oh, we may suffer to reaction of the, if we do wrong thing. So she says, no, you have not to suffer. After death, everything is over. So the point is, sometimes we use tattva, right tattva, but the wrong purpose. Just like Hiranyakashipu, or we are now here, Javali is using that, you know, philosophy. Though he wants to bring Ram, the purpose is right, but the philosophy is completely wrong. So, here we will see it, that in Bhagavatam it's clearly said that Krishna in 15th chapter, 15th verse, Krishna has given, I am the compiler of the Vedas and the total purpose of the Vedas to know me. And Krishna says in Bhagavatam also here in next and 30th chapter that I am God, as I said in the beginning, and we are not God, so we cannot follow what Lord has done. We have to understand what he wants to convey, what is his intention, and for that we need Guru. In a spiritual subject, we cannot understand by reading Shastra, because the philosophy is very clear, but sometimes it's very difficult for understand. Just like in case of gopis. Now, gopis are all surrendered soul, and Lord wants to reciprocate with them, but we cannot copy what Lord has done, having dance with somebody's wife. We cannot do that thing because he is Lord, he can do. Lord Shiva can drink ocean of poison, but we cannot drink one drop. Lord Krishna has picked up Govardhan Hill on left hand finger. So we have to understand that God can do certain things and we cannot do those things. Sukadeva Goswami himself in Srimad Bhagavatam, he was in 12th canto, he was telling Parikshit Maharaj the worship in impersonal Brahma. Even on 12th canto he is talking, because he wanted to test it, that he is now really fixed in bhakti or not. Just like Narad Muni is testing Dhruva Maharaj whether really he is very much interested. So accordingly, according to the time and place, this philosophy is been, means, though it is been given by the Lord, but we cannot understand it until unless it is been explained to us by some acharya. And I will come to the point of second part of it. I was told that I have to speak little bit about Lalita Devi's appearance today. So Lalita's in Srimad in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been explained that Lord Krishna is back to Lord Krishna is God, and he is Satchitananda. And to increase his transcendental bliss, he requires company. So first expansion is Srimati Radharani, who is eternal potency, and expansion and of Radharani is Lalita Devi. They are all spiritual. Even these sakhis are not from material like a human being. They are all transcendental. And Lalita sakhi's expansion of Krishna under supervision of Radharani. The gopis are all fully spiritual. They are not like men and women of this material world. It's like completely different, like iron and gold. So I would like to mention something from by Ramananda Rai, talk about the subject Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he said that we can understand the pastime of Radha and Krishna only through gopis, because they have understood that the pastime. And if we want to understand the pastime, then we have to understand the dealings of gopis, and particularly the conjugal affairs of Radha and Krishna. So, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, as per where it is Gopi Tattva is being explained in detail, page 76, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah. See, this has been from an Adi Leela, chapter 4, verse 76. Avatari Krishna Vachakare Avatar Anshni Radha Hete Tene Nare Vistar. Just as the fountainhead of Krishna is the cause of all incarnation, so the Radharani is the cause of all these consults. Vaibhavagana yena tara anga vibhuti bimba pratibamba rupa maharishi tithi. The goddess of fortune are partial manifestation of Srimati Radharani, and the queens are reflection of her image. Lakshmi gana tara vibhava vilasa swarupa Mahishi gana vibhava prakasa swarupa rupa. The goddess of fortune are her planetary portion, and they display the forms of vibhava vilas. The queens are of the nature of her vibhava vilas. Akara swahava bheda braja devi gana kaya biha rupa tara rasena karan. The braja devis have diverse bodily features. They are her expansion and are the instrument for expanding rasa. Bahu kant binan nahi rasire ullas lila rasa hare langi bahu prakas. Without many consorts, there is no such exhalation of rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist. There are many manifestations of Radharani to assist in the lila pastimes, Lord's pastimes. Tara madhye braje nana bhavo raso bheda Krishna karaya rasadi lila swadesh. Among these are the various group of the consorts in braja. They have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna test all the sweetness of rasa, dance and other pastimes. And in another place, I just one more mention. Ramananda Rai mentioned about in Madhya Leela that the pastime can be understood only by Gopi, and Ujjwala Neel Madi explain the details of Radharani and Lalita Devi. So I'll go to that once. Madhya Leela 201. कृष्ण राधा कृष्ण लीला ये अति गुणतर दास वात्सल्य भावे ना है गोचर. पास्ट टाइम और राधा एंड कृष्ण आर वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल एंड दे कैन नॉट बी अंडरस्टूड थ्रू बाय द मेलो ऑफ सर्विट्यूड मीन्स बाय दास्य रस साख्य रस वात्सल्य रस मीन्स सर्विट्यूड फैटर्निटी एंड पेरेंटल एफेक्शन. सवे एक सखी गणे इहे अधिकार सखी हेते इहे लीना रे विस्तार. एक्चुअली ओनली द गोपीज हैव द राइट टू एप्रिशिएट दीज ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास्ट टाइम्स एंड ओनली फ्रॉम देम कैन दीज पास्ट टाइम बी एक्सप्लेन और कैन बी एक्सपेंडेड. सखी बिना नाए सखी बिना इन लीला पुष्ट नहीं है सखी लीला विस्तार या सखी आस्वादन. विदाउट गोपीज दीज पास्ट टाइम्स बिटवीन राधा एंड कृष्णा कैन नॉट बी नरिश्ड. ओनली बाय दीज कोऑपरेशन वन सच पास्ट टाइम कैन बी वी कैन ब्रॉडकास्ट इट इज क्लियर बिजनेस एंड द टेस्ट ऑफ मेलो. सखी बिना ये है सखी बिना इन लीलाए अंतेरे ना हीन गति सखी भावे ये तारे करे अनुगति. राधा कृष्ण कुंज सेवा साध्य से पाव सही साध्य पावे नारे ना एक उपाय. विदाउट दी हेल्प ऑफ गोपीज वन कैन नॉट इंटर देयर पास्ट टाइम. ओनली वन हु worship the Lord in the ecstasy of gopis, following the footsteps of the, and one can engage in the service of Radha and Krishna in the business, Radha Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then one can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure or to understand them. So, without the help of gopis, now the gopis, who are these gopis? As we explained here, now this Krishna is not attracted by the sahaja, means this has to come from they are all spiritual, and without following gopis, these people are all offenders who are sahaja people who are thinking that they can act in this way. Now they are coming. Krishna is playing with Gwala and Golok Vrindavan and having pastime there. Now gopis have several functions to do, and Lalita is one of the gopis, and actually out of eight gopis, those leader of the Parampreshtha Sakhis, there are eight type of Sakhis. Eight Sakhis, very Parampreshtha Sakhi. There are five types of Sakhi. Sakhiya Sakhi is Vrinda Devi, Nitya Sakhi, Mani Manjiri, Priya Sakhi, Manisha, Priya Sakhi, Kamal Badvi, and Parampreshtha comes eight Sakhis. And eight Sakhis, in this eight Sakhis, leading role is played by Parampreshtha Sakhi. There are eight Sakhis. Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, Tungabhadra Sakhi, Champakalata Sakhi, Sudevi Sakhi, Chitra Sakhi, Anga Devi Sakhi, or Indra Lekha Sakhi. Now, in this Lalita Sakhi is actually, these Parampresta Sakhis are the very hottest clothes. They are participating in pastime of Lord, and rather, all of them are below 14 years. They are 14 years old. Only Lalita Sakhi is 27 days elder to Radharani. And Manjaris, they also like Sakhis, but they are adolescent. They are younger than 14 years. And Roop Manjari is the top in all the Sakhis, and she helps all the time to Lalita. And Lalita Sakhi is all the time helping Lalita, Radharani. And Radharani is expansion of Krishna only. So, actually, what are these Sakhis? What are their work? What is the work these Sakhis are doing? Just like Krishna, these Gopas are having fun with the Lord and playing and participating in so many leelas which the Lord has performed, these Gopis are doing 16 types of things with Radharani or with Krishna, Radhar Krishna. First, what is the function of these Gopis, Sakhis? In which Lalita is the topmost. So they chant the glories of hero and heroine, Nayak and Nayika. They all the time, that is their job. And they create the situation by which each other is attracted to each other. And they create such a situation so that one is induced to meet other person. And these gopis create situation to them, so finally they have to surrender to Krishna. And then they create situation, the total atmosphere so excited that this should give pleasure to Radha and Krishna. Then sixth is that they create a safe place and make it as sure that leelas are performed properly and there is no disturbance in the leelas of Radha and Krishna. And then these gopis dress and decorate Radha and Krishna. That is their job. And then they teach them how to show their love, means to teach Radha and Krishna how to show their love and express their love. And it's something very... And they teach gopis, they teach Radharani how to cheat. How to cheat means you see Parikiras is the highest in the spiritual, and they help us. They help Radha and Krishna in that rasa. But they help only, not Radha Krishna, they help only Radha Rani, not to Krishna. their duty is to help Radharani only. And then next is to conceal the fault of hero, heroine. Mr. Naika ke Naika means that Radharani, if she has done any fault, these gopis will see to it that it has not been exposed. And then comes they educate them. They give education to them actually. Because Lalita is elder to Radharani. And she suggests sometimes what she should do and what she should not do. And then they suggest the right time and right place they should meet, where they should meet. Then they do taking care of putting fanning the couple. And then when there is difference of opinion between them, so they negotiate the things, reapproach them, advise them, so they can meet each other. Or finally, to protect them from any type of problem which they have to face in their leelas, to keep the leela in motion. So whatever is required to be done, they were doing. This is the work of all the gopis and Lalita Devi is the head of the department. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Janma karma cha me divyam." Time was over. Lalita Devi's. So Lalita, last point with your permission, because I got the 16 points. So there was two wings of the gopis, left wing and right wing gopis. Right wing Bhavi, very submissive, in which Chandravali is there. But left wing gopis, leader is Radharani's supporter is Lalita. And once upon a time, Krishna was picking up flower at Govardhan Hill, and at that time this Lalita Mataji came. Lalita Devi said, Krishna says, you cannot come here and you cannot pick up. He told Radharani, Lalita. So Krishna says, why you are asking me not to pick up? Lalita told Krishna. He says, no, you have not planted, you have not put water, you cannot. So Krishna says, well, everything is coming from me, so you should not come in my way. I'm a pious person. And Krishna, the Lalita said, what type of pious man you are? You have killed a lady, 7 years old, Putna. You steal butter. You have stolen cloth of the gopis. You are playing with the wives of some other person. So in this way, Lord Krishna was not having any answer, and he was defeated by the left-wing gopis. So this was the Lalita's, Devi's appearance today. Little pastime which I was knowing. Hare Krishna.